You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language. So it's 2:51 where you are? PM?
PM, yep.
You're just now waking up, lazy man?
Oh, no, no. I've been awake for a couple of hours.
Just a couple?
I woke up at about
half past
one.
Still at noon. One?
I know, I'm lazy.
Did you stay up late?
No, not really. I just watched a bit of telly last night. Oh, a little late. after midnight.
Oh, okay. Well,
what
I guess
time's
you're not
there?
A total slacker. It is almost 11 o'clock p.m.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. So, you know, we're in Texas time. Yeehaw!
So why aren't you at South by Southwest?
Oh, stop teasing me and making fun of me. I hate you now. No, I don't... I'm not into it. I'm just like, ooh, South by Southwest, okay, whatever.
I'd like to see all the bands.
I went when it was a heavy music festival, when, you know, music was the thing about it, and now it's, like, tech-heavy, so maybe I need to go again to...
Is it more tech, is it?
Well, it seems like lately it's more about the tech heads and what they do and stuff like that, because that's all I really hear about. I don't hear about the music as much. You know, and then, well, I guess that's because I'm viewing South by Southwest through the lens of Twitter, and so, but, as far as, like, because I went, like 2 years in a row, and it was just heavy on the music seminars and heavy on music, and it's just, like, the past few years, it's become the tech event, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll revisit it and see. But I know last time I went to Austin, I had one sangria, and it kept me drunk the whole time. So,
what's that?
It's just a – I don't know what it was. I think maybe somebody put something in it because, wow, I stayed –
What's sangria? Sorry.
Huh? Sangria is an alcoholic beverage with – it was red and fruity and dangerous.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't – I'll never...
Red wine, fruit,
no, just like
honey.
Maybe vodka, maybe, or I don't know what's in it. Maybe I'll Google it. I don't know. I don't feel like that, but it's something. It was something weird. It was called sangria, but it was made with, I don't know what. It was yummy. I drank too much of it and was drunk the whole time.
Oh, I suppose save you money.
Look at you, positive. So, what's been going on? What have you watched? You watched Lost, and what else?
There's a show in Australia at the moment called Underbelly. I don't know if you've heard anything over the net about it.
No, never heard.
That's
of
come
it.
Back. Last year they got in a bit of trouble because while the original series was about the Melbourne gangland murders, like it really happened, and it was about 10, 15 years ago, and some of the people hadn't been arrested yet, and so they couldn't show it in Victoria, but they could show it for the rest of Australia, and so people were getting copies from other states, and there were all these court cases, and so a lot of people watched it because it was on the news. And this year's about the introduction of heroin to, like, Australia back in the 70s and all the crimes and all the bad people and all that. It's based on true events, and they should have checked everything with the courts before they made the first series. They just got in a lot of trouble.
Wow, I think I've heard of that. I think I've heard of it, but it's just hard to admit that, I mean, to imagine you guys having crime over there. And
it's terrible over here sometimes. But
it's just kind of weird. It's like, what? Crime in Australia? It just seems like a safe place to be.
I don't think anyone's safe anymore.
Yeah, I guess not. Especially not your money. Yeah. Okay. Well, so you're watching Underbelly and Lost and that's it, or?
Let's have a look. Middleman, have you seen that?
No.
It's on ABC Family, I think you call it over there.
What is that about?
It's just really silly comic book type adventure show. It's where this girl, this guy that you've seen what's it called? You've seen the second episode of Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Remember that guy with the...
Oh, yes. Yes, I do know of the show. Right. It was cancelled, right?
Was it cancelled? Aw.
Sorry.
That's okay. I didn't realize it was cancelled. I thought
right,
it might come
I
back.
Remember. Oh, that's why I just put it out of my brain, because I heard it was cancelled.
It's fun. It's very silly. Like, the first episode's got this genetically engineered gorilla trying to become a gangster because he watches too much Scarface.
Wow.
It's bizarre. It's one of the weirdest shows. And the second episode's got this ancient kung fu master who happens to wear a... What's that wrestling? Mexican wrestling. You know those Mexican wrestler masks?
Oh, yeah, that stuff. Yeah.
He wears one of those masks. And so you got all these, like, Mexican wrestlers out to kill them, and it's weird, funny show.
What
and it's
the...
family-friendly.
Weird. I didn't know it was out there like that. I thought it was just, like, some Three Men and Half Baby or whatever that show is. Three Men and a Half Son.
Oh, yeah. No.
Two
I know what you're talking
guys
about.
And a pizza. I don't know what that's called, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, it's... funny, this show. It's really, really clever. I'm trying to think of what other ones have done. They go to the underworld, which happens to look like an old like office building kind of place, and they're trying to rescue the last... Oh, I don't know. I can't even remember what it's about now. It's confusing.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a funny show, though.
Huh. I might give it a try, but it's getting cancelled, so I don't know. Once it gets cancelled, it just takes the joy out of it, you know?
No. I want to watch the last couple of episodes of Pushing Daisies.
Yeah,
no,
I heard about that.
That's such a good show.
Yeah, I heard that was going to get the axe, too. I never watched it. Yeah, they want to make shows, everything be reality TV, because it's cheap, which...
Oh, what is it? The NBC over there, they've got, like, three different... talk shows now in the evenings. You've got Conan, Jay, and Jimmy Fallon all in one night. That's just bizarre.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch TV unless, you know, it's Lost or BSG that's going away or... Ugh, I don't know. Well, I guess we're rambling right now, but I guess I'll introduce you and then we'll start talking. Maybe
sorry.
I'll put some of that banter in there that we had, because that was some good stuff. I just wanted to catch up right quick. No, it's not your fault. I'm just like, blah, blah. I just wanted to get in there and just like, hey, how you doing? What are you doing? No, give me a hug. I love you. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. I have Terry back from Australia. What's up, Terry?
G'day.
Oh, they're going to love that. No, I'm saying.
Do it.
What you been up to?
Well, like you're saying, not a lot. Just watching, just trying to catch up with TV. I haven't been watching Battlestar, but I have been keeping up to date and trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, so you've been, like, reading the spoilers but not watching?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you think so far?
Oh, is my theory right? I still think... I mean, I think I told you. It's probably wrong now, but I had the theory that this is actually a sequel to the original show.
Oh, we don't know if that is out yet. We don't know if that theory is bunk just yet. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer for that.
I just thinking with Kara finding her body, I thought maybe that's the original Starbuck, the guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the original and she is like a derivative of him. Or Daniel, or whatever, I'm not really sure, but...
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre, but somebody on Twitter said that, for some reason, they believe that the, a part two of the original series. They just don't believe that because Baltar said that Starbuck was an angel.
Which angel.
Mm. Pisses me off, because that's just... I get so frustrated with Battlestar Galactica. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about something even more frustrating, which is Lost.
Lost. Mr. LaFleur. What, I mean, okay. I want to say before I go on.
Okay.
He's meant to be a con man. That is one of the stupidest last names I've ever heard.
Why? It's like French or Louisianian, if that's even
I suppose. I suppose he could be from New Orleans, I suppose. Never thought of that.
Isn't that where he said he was from?
He said he was a fishing boat man, wasn't he? Or something like that.
Oh.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, because I didn't pay attention because, like, they totally, with this episode, LeFleur, just added a host of new stuff. It's a different show now. I knew it was coming
because you got, what's his name, in the first episode, you see him talking to Marvin Candle, so you knew it was coming.
You knew what was coming?
You knew they were going to go back in time because you had Daniel talking to Marvin Candle in the very, very first episode.
Who's Daniel? Because I'm thinking Daniel BSG. Who's Daniel?
Daniel, the bearded one who's just lost his girlfriend.
Oh, doesn't he have a last, what's his last name?
Faraday?
Faraday, okay. I'm used to calling him Faraday. Okay. Yeah. Wow, I got confused. Duh, I think I'm blonde today. Anyway,
I heard a glass then.
That was my pen hitting my lamp.
Oh.
It was a well-timed bell, wasn't it? Okay, so you knew they were going to go back to time because who was talking to Daniel?
In the very first bit, remember when you've got that flashback scene where Marvin Candle, you know, the guy who does all the television spots, the film bits that they recorded for the orientation?
Right.
The Asian guy, yeah. Remember?
Yeah, he was talking to Daniel?
Hmm.
He was talking to Daniel?
Yeah, he says, get out of my way, and Daniel kind of bumps out of the way and goes, what do you think? There's a time travel machine here, and he goes, I don't know, and he walks off.
Oh, wow, I totally forgot about that part. I really did not take to this episode because it introduced too much. We have Tony Almeida's wife from 24 is on the show now.
Who's that?
The lady that was given birth.
Oh, yep.
And then we have the people that's on the plane.
Yeah, you people, that's interesting.
Yeah, the two new people, the lady that was giving birth, some other people, and now, on top of that, we're back in the 70s. Everybody is back in the 70s. Kate, Jack, Hurley, everybody, Jen, everybody is stuck in the 70s? Is that what
happened to the rest of them?
They are on another part of the island, and John is looking at Ben, who's sleeping or in a coma.
No. I mean Rose and all them. They've just disappeared off the show.
Oh. Maybe they're somewhere, I don't know.
Yeah, lost in the jungle.
Yeah, they'll show up every once in a while when, you know, things get boring or normal. I'm glad they're still alive, because the moment they die, protest. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, they killed Froget. I'm upset about that. I like Froget.
Yeah. He was a handful, that guy.
He's been in something else, though. I just can't remember what. I've seen him on a TV show or a movie or something. He looks like
the blue penis guy from Watchmen.
I haven't seen that yet. I want to.
It's not him.
Everyone's talking about the blue penis. I've heard it that much.
That's all I really remember from the movie was, like, there was a bunch of explosions, a lot of fighting, and a swinging blue penis.
It swings, does it?
It would. Yeah, I couldn't take my eyes off of it. So yeah, it did swing. I saw it swinging. Because it's like I haven't seen that much cock in a movie in forever.
I love it. I want to watch it now.
Okay, I'm gonna stop right there because I could go on. But
go on.
No. I'm just gonna stop right there. But. What the hell? I didn't realize going in that it was a rated R movie. Because, you know, I'm thinking comic book movie. You know, everybody always tries to appeal to the masses and they're going to make it PG-13 and blah, blah, blah. So I didn't expect a sex scene. I didn't expect swinging blue cock. I didn't expect, you know, I just didn't expect it. And it was so dark. So.
Yeah. But was it good?
Yeah, it was good. You should see
it. I want to see it.
I didn't spoil anything, really, but, yeah.
It's out on anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. After thinking about it for a while, I saw it after work, so I was tired, and it kind of depressed me, but then I slept on, and I was like, eh, it's pretty good, you know. It's different.
I still want them to make... They've been talking about it for years, and I just wish... Are you a big comic fan?
No.
Oh.
I don't hate them. I appreciate them, but I'm not into them.
They've been talking about, on and off for years, making Transmetropolitan, one of my favourite comics, but I don't know if they ever will. Think of a sci-fi political comic. It's very strange. It's one of my favorites, but
it'll
probably
dark?
Never happen.
Is it dark? Or, I mean, what is it?
It's very dark. It's kind of based around this guy. He's like a political writer who comes back to the city in the future, and he kind of promotes this evil man, like a George W. Bush kind of person, out of office, and the new person they get is twice as bad. And so he's kind of...
Wow.
And he starts to get this degenerated brain illness. And before he loses his mind completely, he wants to get this guy out of office. It's a very kind of political, kind of back and forth kind of show.
Hmm.
Oh, sorry, comic. I mean, it's good. It's
graphic novel.
Graphic novel. Anyway.
Oh man.
Enough about blue penis. Back to Lost, I suppose.
I don't know. Maybe Sawyer has blue balls now that Kate's back. No, let me stop.
I didn't see that coming, though.
You didn't see what coming? Kate coming back?
No, not Kate. I mean, Kate's always going to come back, but the Juliet Sawyer thing, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was so fast, I didn't get a chance to... process.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to process that whole episode because I didn't like it. I rejected it. It was too much new when we have too many questions. You know, we have tons of questions about this show floating around, and then they introduce us to new stuff.
Hmm.
You didn't feel that way? I mean, you didn't care, or you just...
Oh,
so accustomed.
I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to it.
Well, I don't know why I still have such a level of outrage. Like, what is this? Damn it! I don't know.
As long as I don't wake up from a dream or, you know, I'll be happy. That's the only thing. I don't want it to be a big reset at the end of the show like a certain Star Trek show used to do every week.
You hush. So, okay. But I don't see where they're going. Why do we... Because to me, it seems like they're changing the past. Since everybody,
I don't think they can.
Well, they are, because why, if it's the 70s and everybody is on the island, did they not remember the 70s and the island prior to them being there? You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
No. Okay, so they're Kate and Sawyer and everybody. When they jump back in the plane, they went back to the 70s. They're currently, LaFleur is in the 70s, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So all of them are adults in the 70s and they're on the island in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
But in the 70s, these people were like teenagers and babies and younger, right? Because they were born...
No.
What?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, so if they're adults in the 70s, they cannot be whatever they were in the 70s and not remember...
I think they're just time traveling. So they've gone back to the 70s, but eventually something will happen where they'll actually jump forward again. Their teenage selves are still back in America living their childhood lives. You know what I mean? There's two of them at the same time.
Okay.
I think... You
don't know either, do you?
No. I don't think they go back into their old like bodies back in the 70s. They've just traveled back in time. So I find it a bit convenient that, like, there hasn't been much because of the 70s already, because we haven't seen any clues back in the old show going, oh yes, now we can realise that they were back in the 70s from this old, like, thing from one of the episodes before. There hasn't been much of a hint apart from...
Right, there's no connection to it.
I wonder if
they
got...
Is that what you're saying, right? There's no connection.
Yeah, there's no connection from the old ones, where a lot of the other stuff that we've seen on the show, there's been clever little hints and clues.
Right.
Although
what?
I just wonder if they've got anything to do with the whole Dharma shit fight, which is coming with the others. You know, what are they? You know,
yeah,
that
the war.
Yeah, the war that's going to kill them all. Yeah, I wonder
when
if that's
got.
When
did this war take place? And why
I can't
is there
remember.
What were they fighting over?
Well, the others take over. The insurgents take over from the Dharma. They kill them all.
Right, Ben killed them with the. Oh, well,
yeah, that's right.
The hostiles or the others. Are the hostiles and the others, they're not the same?
No, they are the same. They're the same.
No, because Richard Alpert is a hostile, right?
Yeah, and he's also an other, so they're the same.
But no, Juliet is an other.
Yeah, that's before her time, though. She came to the island later on. She came to the island in, like, the 90s.
No, she was a Dharma. Wait,
no, she wasn't a Dharma. No, she wasn't
was
a Dharma.
An other, because Ben is the other.
Hmm.
And then Richard is a hostile.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
But I think Richard's been there since day one. He's strange, that one.
Yeah.
What do you think about Ben killing Locke? I didn't see that coming.
Oh, I didn't either. But I wasn't surprised. Because it just seems like everything took a turn from the worst when he mentioned Hawking.
Yeah. Eloise.
Yeah, Eloise Hawking. It's like, blah, 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 and I'm going to visit Eloise Hawking. And he was like, oh, hell no, you gotta die. And then he killed him.
Yeah, I wonder why. I just want to know, who's the goodie and who's the baddie here? Is like, Ben really, like, a good guy and he's trying to help them all, or is he just the evil bugger and the goodie is, what's his name? The other main guy.
Oh, yeah, the dad.
The rich guy, yeah.
Yeah, the dad. What's his face? Yeah. Ben is crazy. Either way, if he's a good or bad guy, dude is crazy, because sane people just don't run around killing people.
Yeah, true. That's very true. But everyone's crazy on this show.
Right? But I still, at this point in time, don't understand Dan. Why do I keep calling him Dan? Ben's motivation.
I don't know.
You don't have any answers. You never do.
Oh, no. None of us do.
Well, did you?
Have you? Hmm? I'm sorry to go off topic. Have you ever seen Evangelion?
No. What is this? What is that?
It's an anime show. If you find Lost frustrating, I suggest you watch that show.
To be more frustrated?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Instead of being a science fiction show, it's a science fiction religious show. It's like, it goes, it's very out
there. I'm already watching that show. It's called Battlestar Galactica, let me tell you.
True.
Oh, my God.
Well, you've only got 2 episodes left of that anyway.
Thank God. But I'll miss it, and I don't hate it or anything. It's just, I thought it would go in a different direction, and I think I have dark show fatigue, you know? It's like everything is so dark. We don't have any. I want Doctor Who back. I think it's time for Doctor Who.
Oh, what did you think of the last one? I wasn't a fan of that episode.
What was that again? With him and the
Next Doctor.
I liked it.
I thought, I don't know, it was good. There was nothing I hated about it, but I just thought it was really plain. Like, he's done his story now, and he's just, like, giving him ideas, and he's kind of just, you know, half-assed kind of scripts that he's throwing out to him now that he's leaving the show.
I liked it. It was a Christmas episode, wasn't it? I liked it better than the past 2 Christmas episodes.
I take it you're not a Kylie fan, then?
No, I like that one. Maybe it was the one before that. Because I like that one, but it was...
You didn't like the first Donna one?
I didn't care for the Donna Christmas special at all.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't care for that. But this one I kind of like. It was sweet. I think it even made me cry.
You cried?
I cry with everything. I'm a big baby.
I was watching the library one last night. I had to admit I I whimpered a little bit then last night with River Song.
What is that?
You know, the one where he first meets River Song, Silence in the Library.
Oh, yeah.
That was sad, especially the end.
It was.
I hope she comes back.
I heard she was supposed to come back. I heard there was going to be some sort of back episode and we were going to get an explanation. But you know how that is, rumors are on the internet. But I am. It's just like this time of the year, it's Doctor Who time and it's Eureka time, and we're not going to get both of them. So we don't have
We got Primeval starting soon again. You ever see that one?
Yeah, you keep telling me about that one, I think. And is that fun? Mm. Is it fun?
It's silly. It's made by the people who did Walking with Dinosaurs. You know, the technical people who did all those shows.
Okay.
So it's like a science fiction version of that, where they've got rips in time where they can actually go back to the old days, but instead of just being, you know, a run around with monsters and all that, they actually try to base it on some kind of scientific kind of proof.
So it's not Dinosaur of the Week or anything? Or
sometimes
monster?
It's Dinosaur. Like some weeks they've had dodos in the show, but they actually try to base it on true, like, actual animals. Like there's the occasional dinosaur.
Tell me they have pterodactyls.
They've got a pet pterodactyl.
Oh my god! I think I'm going to watch that. I love pterodactyls. Cool. For some reason, because the name is so cool. I think if I have a kid, middle name, pterodactyl. That's right.
Fucking gotta spell his name.
No, my kid would be like, oh, mom, you rock. So what else? You're watching Underbelly, you're watching Middleman, any other sci-fi shows? Or?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to watch Fringe. I keep on getting behind on that.
Yeah, me too. It's not a bad show, but it's just, you know, I'll get to it.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. I gave up on Heroes. I kind of got bored with that.
Me too. I was pumped up for it, about it for a while, and then the new season started, and then the first episode started, and then... How far along are you?
About the second episode. Oh, no, the third series, like the latest series, but I got up to the second episode, and I went,
I'll watch it later. You saw Siler with his new friend, or brother, or whatever... The little boy?
No, I didn't get that far, I don't think. No.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to spoil you.
It doesn't matter. I'm just not going to watch it.
Yeah, it's like, well then where are you?
It must have been only the first episode. The one where Siler gets his powers back from the girl.
Oh, he when he...
cheerleader, yeah.
Yeah, he killed her. All right.
And she didn't kill her, though. She came back to life anyway. She said, you can't die. So as soon as she put her head back on, she was all right again, wasn't she?
Oh, you're way behind.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Wow.
That's all right. That's
what
I mean.
Oh, my God, you are way behind. But it gets sillier, and then it gets a lot better, and then it fizzles again. But I heard it's getting better again, but I don't...
Yeah,
it's like bad boyfriend heroes. You know, it's oh baby, you're so good right now, and then he goes and messes up, and then you're like, oh, kill me now, go away.
I'm trying to think. The only other show I've been watching is Pushing Daisies over.
Poor baby, all your shows are getting cancelled.
I've been watching old Top Gear. Actually, I have to admit.
So what is Top Gear again?
It's meant to be a car show, but they just, it's more comedy, it's more entertainment. They just, the weird stuff they get up to each week, like they'll have different challenges they'll do. Like one episode they actually went through from, where was it? They were in America. They bought themselves the worst cars for $1,000 and they had to go from, where was it? Florida to New Orleans. And they went through Alabama and the challenge was, basically, see if you can
get
through.
Hung.
Exactly, but they wrote all this stuff on their cars, and they nearly got themselves killed. They wrote, like, one of them had, man, love rules, okay. Another one of them said, Hillary Clinton for president, and the other one was, country and western is rubbish.
That is hilarious.
No, they really got themselves in a lot of trouble. Like, they pulled up at this petrol station. The lady who owned the petrol station went absolutely nuts at them, and she said she's going to call the boys, and all of a sudden this trailer comes past with these guys in the back throwing rocks at them, and...
Wow, I didn't know it was that weird. I'm going to have to watch that, because I hear Top Gear, and I think maybe that Tom Cruise movie, Top Gun, and I'm not... I'm like, what is this again?
Just these three British guys just getting themselves into trouble. It's a funny show.
That's great. That sounds awesome.
Like, they build themselves cars, like, have to make themselves inflatable cars in one episode, like, that it can actually drive on land, but also go into water and float as a boat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they don't last very long.
They last in the movies.
Yeah. It's a good show. You'd have to, you're probably watching too much already.
Well, I like to think that I'm watching stuff, and I try to convince myself that I'm watching all these shows, but I'm only really watching Battlestar Galactica and Lost right now, but I have, like, everything else on pause.
Well, so, Dollhouse.
Yeah, I'm watching that. I'm catching up on that this weekend. It's not bad. You know, it's not anything to jump up and shout to heaven about, but it's
been... We've been talking about it.
Yeah, I know, because I'm watching it right now. And have you seen any of it yet?
I've seen the first episode. I'm in the middle of the second episode when I talked to you.
Right,
but...
that's right. You did tell me that. Yeah, because the middleman guy. That was a weird episode, but I kind of strangely liked it for some reason because that guy was crazy. I just couldn't stop looking at, like, really? Are you really that crazy? I never want to go on a date again. Wow. You know? It's, you know, weird. And the third one is like some, well, you'll see. It's a little fun, the third one.
Mm-hmm.
The third episode of Dollhouse, it's kind of fun.
Okay.
So you might want to stick around for that one.
Oh, I'm going to stick around for it. I mean, it's Josh. I've got to be nice for Joss.
Well, he's pushing it. He's pushing everybody's patience with this one. Because people are kind of like, I don't know. And you know how Fox feels about Joss.
Why did he go back? He's just idiotic. He should just do it himself.
Yeah, he's like an abused wife, keeps going back. I don't know.
I'm surprised he didn't go to sci-fi, really.
Oh, Lord, that'd be worse. He wouldn't get any budget. He wouldn't get any budget.
None. I suppose, but they don't have much money?
I don't know, but sci-fi, man, you get to try to get a show on sci-fi, they'll do you wrong. Part of the reason why Battlestar Galactica is so just all over the place is because of the budget on sci-fi. I mean, some of the writing is distracting. I wouldn't say it's bad because, I don't know if I could do any better, but... A lot of it is budget, you know what I'm saying? So,
Sanctuary looks all right.
I stand corrected.
No.
Well, Sanctuary,
you see that one?
Yeah, that one, I think they have to sacrifice cats to God just to get in. I don't know how they get their budgets on Sanctuary at all. I don't know
Most
how
that's
they're doing
green
it.
Screen.
Yeah.
Most of that's green screen.
And they're like doing it really, really cheap. I mean, out of their garage or something. I don't know.
Did you ever see the original version or not?
Yes. I bought some of them. I bought a lot of them.
See, I got it on DVD too. I liked it, and it looks heaps better compared to the original.
No, I can't. You know, it's a way better show. I mean, because I enjoy the webisodes, but you could just tell college students, in a parking garage. And I look at the new show. Did you watch the whole new one?
I've seen the first couple. I'm getting into it. I like it, though.
It's good all the way to the end. I mean, they pull out some very good characters. I don't want to spoil anything for you. Because they do have a bad one before they really get to the good. But the finale of Sanctuary, oh my God. The last two episodes, you're going to like it. You're going to like it.
Excellent. I mean, I've got all these, like, I'm the same with you. I've got all these backup things. I've got to watch this, got to watch that, got to watch this. I'm going to ignore this one now.
Yeah.
It's just so much.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Supernatural. Have you started that one at all?
I never got into it. I heard it got better, though, because when I first started watching it, I looked at it and I went, this show is basically the X-Files in the car each week. And then somebody told me it gets better. And
it
I kind
does.
Of went, I wish I stuck.
It gets better, but... I think maybe girls might like it better because the guys are hot.
True. are there any cute girls in it?
Occasionally, they do have their girl of the season.
Oh, so no one like no one main character that goes around with them all the time then?
No, they don't add a girl sidekick ish. I mean, they do, but it seems like she changes every season.
So they kill her off, do they?
something always happens. You never know. But I think it's a decent show, and I am behind on it, but I like doing that in a marathon because they're always fun.
I'm just waiting for my Eureka to come back. I miss my Eureka.
It's going to be postponed.
I wonder why, though. I wonder what happened.
They are... Budget has to be. It's always the budget. Because I know they probably have it written out, or maybe not. But I'm ready for it. I need something positive.
I want Sarah back.
Huh, Sarah? I know. I miss Sarah. You following Sarah on Twitter?
Yeah, when she updates. She actually replied to me once. I went, yay!
I know! So, well, I guess we're going to end it in this little episode here, because...
We've got no more new answers to Lost.
Yeah, no, there's nothing else. It's so little to answer on Lost that we started talking about tons of other, you know, things.
I feel bad.
I'm glad they skipped a week so I can get that LaFleur episode out of my anger pocket of my brain because I didn't...
What, you didn't like it that much?
I didn't like it. I hated the newness. I did not want change. I wanted answers.
Oh my God, I just... At the moment, I'm just going with the flow. As long as they don't end up like, I don't know, they don't end up dead or something like that, I really don't care.
Well, we got, what, 2 more years of it?
Yes. I don't know where they're going to go from it, though. That's what I mean. Where they're going to step forward now? They're going in so bizarre directions. I just don't know how they're going to, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean, it just feels like this last episode, they're just making up shit now. They're just like, okay, what do we do now? Let's go back to the 70s. Let's give everybody freaky hair. Let's, you know, make love. I mean, I don't...
Sawyer needs an afro. I can see it now.
Yeah, those glasses on him were freaky. Ugh, I don't know.
He always wears glasses.
Yeah, but not really.
Oh, he reads. He has them on when he reads.
Yeah, but he had them on, like, too much. I like that.
You're not a glasses fan.
No. I wear glasses myself sometimes, but it's Sawyer for crying out loud. He's hot. Those glasses made him look weird. I don't know.
Okay. I thought you might thought he was kind of sexier with something with the glasses on, like playing the smart man. Nope.
Yeah, no. He's not the
you
smart
like your,
man.
You like your Sawyer bad.
Yeah. Glassesless. Glassesless. I don't know. That's an extreme nitpick, but I don't know what I hated this episode. I really hated it. I did not like it. So we'll leave my hatred, and I'm sure I'll rant about that again at some point. Well, thank you for hollering at me, Terry.
Thank you for letting me join you again. Fun.
All right, I'm gonna talk to you about Top Gear some more after I watch
yes.
it.
I'll send you a link or something. I'll see what you think. I'll find Yay. Some good links for you.
Okay. Okay. I'll put them cool. in the show notes. Well, thanks. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfembot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of FancyFembot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to FancyFembot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.